This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
As a kid, I would use any and every excuse to get out of going to school. Of course, I mean, my pet goat passed. I can't make it.
Yeah.
Of course, my parents caught on and never fell for any of my antics, and that was the case for Mike Trin. His daughter's first day of school was earlier this week, and leading up to the day, of course, she tried any and everything she could to get out of going. So on the morning of getting up to go to school, Mike didn't believe his daughter when she came running back in the house claiming there's an alligator outside. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, unless you live in Florida. It's like, oh yeah, that checks out.
Well, this guy's in Texas.
Okay,
so
they have gators there too.
They do? Yeah. Well, anyways, he didn't believe her, like any dad would, but went outside anyways to check it out. Well, it turns out she was telling the truth.
No
there
way.
Was a gator in the front yard, and of course she was scared. But Mike's not just any dad. He didn't call animal control to take care of
Attaboy.
The gator. Instead, he did it himself.
I like Woo. Where this is going.
He was able to return the gator to a nearby pond after he threw a towel over its head and duct taped its mouth shut.
What? Wow.
Yes. Now, how did he know what to do? He gives all the credit to a show he likes to watch in his spare time, Steve Irwin, Crocodile Hunter.
Crikey, this is a gator. This is what you do. You jump in his back. And they're like, okay, I'm doing it. I crossed that off my bucket list. I'm going to wrestle alligator today.
Wow. I don't think you should try everything you see on TV. But, I mean, he had the skill set. You'd cover the eyes. Yeah. You get on the back. You wrestle the mouth. You push it down. Because the gator's mouth, the downward force is immense. But its upward force is minuscule. And that's why you can hold a gator's mouth shut with your hands to tape it. It's crazy.
I have a feeling that you would be like Mike. You'd be that dad that would go out there and try and do it yourself.
Oh, yeah. I've tried to catch gators before. Like, I grew up in a construction family, and we did the land work, and there are always gators there, to the point where one time my uncle caught an alligator, put it in the boat. As I ran down to the boat to go to work, there's a gator in the boat, and I freaked out, and I jumped into the water. Like, I mean, that's how I grew up. Like, I grew up with knuckleheads, you know? So this guy, nicely done, Dad.
Yes, well done, Mike.
Yeah, not a lot of dads can do that.
No.
Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show, and life is a growing process, you know. Hopefully we learn things and we get better, not just, you know, at our jobs, but at our lives. And so I have noticed that I have a little bit of growth going on here. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, just a little bit. Every day I write out a show sheet for the show, and it's kind of the roadmap of what we want to do for the day. And I write it out, and for years, if I was writing something and I had a mistake and like had to cross it off or whatever, I would throw it out.
So wasteful.
Well, I know. You thought it was wasteful. It also is like kind of like an OCD thing for me. Like I needed it all to be perfect to start, even though by the end we have squiggles all over it. But to start, it had to be perfect. And so I realized the other day I am growing. I have listened to you about recycling and how important that is. And so if I have a show sheet where I make a mistake on it, I do not just throw it out and start over.
Oh.
I have made peace with that, and that I will continue going and write the show sheet as is with a few little mistakes.
So you'll just mark out what you did wrong and then write over it or beside it like a normal human being.
Well, that was not helpful to my mental state, but
you know, that is well done. I can see growth there because it is important to think of the future and the future people that will be taking over the world. You don't want to just be throwing out papers just like candy.
Yeah, just like just killing forests, I guess.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well done, sir.
Thank you very much.
Growth. Well done.
Growth, see? That's it. So now I'm curious, have you grown? Or have you noticed that you've grown? Maybe the people around you haven't noticed, and it's like something kind of just you know. Or maybe it was like a big change, and like people are like, wow, yeah, you are completely different.
Yeah, maybe it was something that used to bother you, but now you're starting to realize, I'm going to let that go. I'm just going to let it be. I'm going to be the bigger person.
I'm going to grow here.
Mm-hmm.
855-33-WAY-FM. I'm just curious, how have you grown? And how is it shown? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can be on the show. We love having you on. And so you can get through right now, and I'd love to hear your story. 855-33-WAY-FM. What have you noticed, Timothy, that you've grown in? What area?
Well, for one thing, I don't hold a grudge that much against people who've harmed me in the past.
That's a real good area of growth, and that's not easy to do sometimes, especially if it's been something kind of egregious, you know?
Yeah.
Timothy, how have you seen practicing letting things go? How have you seen it improve your quality of life?
When I do have flashbacks to what happened, I don't get quite as upset, and I'm able to combat them more effectively.
What are you doing to make sure that you're not holding these grudges? What's your plan? What's your strategy?
I just repeat, when I have a flashback, I forgive, and then I say the person's name if I know it.
Oh, okay. So, just real specific and real short, I forgive so-and-so for this, I forgive so-and-so for this, until
yeah.
You are kind of out of that headspace of wanting to own that grudge.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this hasn't just come, you know, once you forgive that person, it's not like it's just a magic solution and you found forgiveness for this person. I'm sure it's something that keeps reoccurring and you have to keep choosing forgiveness. It's probably something that took you years to do.
It took me 21 years to do it, and still an ongoing process.
Yeah, I get that. I totally get that. Hey, Betty, let's try it real quick. Think of a person that you need to forgive. Okay, so you got it. And on three, we'll just say that name out loud. We'll say, I forgive so-and-so.
Okay.
One, two, three.
I forgive
Betty.
Wally.
See, there it is. This is working great, Timothy. You posted this on our Facebook too, right, Rock?
Yeah, and Tammy commented, she said, I'm more willing now to try something new and fail at it. I would have never begun something when younger if I felt I wouldn't be good at it.
See, that's a really good period of growth for her. My daughter's the same way. My daughter doesn't like to do something until she's got it perfected. She won't show you it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when she starts a new job, she is the worst for the first couple months because she's uncertain. And that uncertainty, she puts so much pressure on herself. Then when she has it, she's great. But she's right. Like that. She doesn't like to fail or disappoint.
Right. And it could be like later on in life when she grows from that, you know, like Tammy, she'll realize, yeah. Oh, I actually can do this.
Yeah. Just get to like Betty, just don't care. Like,
hey, it's solved a lot of issues for me.
It's working for you.
Yeah. Lori also commented. She said, I don't refold the clothes after my husband. If he took the initiative, who am I to criticize?
Yes!
Wow.
Yes, that is an evolved woman right there. She understands her man.
You're making a bigger deal out of this than I would care for you to.
This is a huge deal.
I think it is good because it will keep your sanity in check.
Yeah.
But also, I think the husband could grow by learning or taking the initiative on how to fold it correctly.
Who says what's correct? You know, that's the thing.
She does.
But why is she the ruler of all, you know? So, like, yeah, that's a really good point. And in all seriousness, like, if he takes the initiative to fold him, even if it's not right, if you go around behind him and redo it, it just undoes what he did. And, like, he actually will resent that. I promise you that.
Now, let me ask this.
Yeah.
If Marty, your wife, got out there and she got on the riding lawnmower and she mowed the lawn, but it wasn't in those nice lines that you like, but instead it's just, you know, it's
all
cut.
Hodgepodge. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, it's cut. Yeah. Maybe there are a few patches that it's like, oh, she might not have gotten those.
But she did it.
But would you accept it and be thankful?
Yes, I would. I would definitely mow a week later when I got out of the hospital because I passed out and hit my head that she had mowed the lawn. So then I would definitely remow it, but I'd let it stand for at least a week.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to
accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
So it's back to school time, and you've probably had that conversation with your kid who might not want to go back to school or is nervous about it. And then when you think about the parents of the kids at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, it's time for their kids to go back to school. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of fear with that. And so a bunch of strangers rallied together to make returning to school following the shooting that took 19 of their friends' lives a little bit easier for them. They found out they needed picnic tables, so they donated picnic tables for them to gather at. And many of the classrooms, they didn't have enough of the supplies, and so they fully stocked classrooms with supplies that they need. Some kids even got new bikes to ride to school.
Oh.
You know, like just a really cool outpouring of love. Like one of the moms who donated said, you know, for the Uvalde community, it's just letting them know that they're not forgotten, that we will be here and we will honor their losses and support them with whatever they need.
I love that because, I mean, it is, sadly, it's true. When something bad happens, the rest of the world
moves on.
Yeah. And for that family, the families that are involved, they don't move on. Their lives are stuck.
And none of this stuff erases what happens or eclipses the need for accountability, but it does in a small way help these kids be a little less scared as they head back to school. And that's, here's what's really important, because this is what I didn't know. They are not going back to Robb Elementary. They're actually all going to different schools.
Oh.
And the teachers have been reassigned.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I guess it was that kind of messed up, that tragic. They're still figuring it all out. And so you take an already stressful situation, and now you're putting them back into a new environment.
Yeah.
You know, and so that causes even more stress for these kids as they go back. So it's just cool to see a lot of people stepping up. And one of the people who was a Uvalde resident said, you know, people are so incredibly kind. Great evil came to our community. No one can deny this, but the outpouring of good, the response that's been overwhelming in the other direction has been amazing, and we're so grateful.
That's
and
awesome.
Again, I think that's just a really good reminder. We see all the stories on the news of the bad in the world. That's what we see. But there's far more good than there is bad. It just doesn't get as much recognition. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And did you know that it is Never Give Up Day? There's a day for everything. And sometimes we like to highlight ones. We're like, oh, that's kind of cool. That makes for an interesting conversation. And, you know, it's real simple. Like, what is that thing you never gave up on?
Right. But I think we've all found ourselves there where we have given up on something and we regretted it later. But maybe you found yourself in a situation where you were thankful that you never gave up on something, and it actually panned out for the better.
Mm-hmm. Sit-ups. I'm so glad I never gave up on sit-ups. And you're like, wait, you did?
Yeah. No. That's news to me.
No, I mean, I think that, you know, in life, when you persevere and accomplish something that you didn't think was possible or you thought was super, super difficult, it always feels so good. There's like that extra reward for it beyond what you get for actually doing it.
Yeah, and what's that rule where it's like if you do something for 30 days, it becomes a habit
or
something like that.
Yeah.
But if you persevere and you keep doing it, whether you feel like it or not, maybe it comes easier to you. Like you made that New Year's resolution to go to the gym and you actually stuck to it and you're still going. Look at Gavin. He's going to the gym and losing weight. He's sticking to it.
He hasn't given up.
That's
not
right.
Until today.
Uh-oh.
No, just kidding.
So that's what we want to discuss with you right now, okay? What is that story, that thing that you are so glad that you didn't give up on? It could be a thing. It could be a career. It could be a person, you know? Like, whatever that is for you, I'm just really curious. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We want to hear your story of something that you never gave up on, because you might inspire somebody else to keep pursuing their dream, too.
Well, and that's why I felt I wanted to call in, because a doctor gave me a 1% chance of being able to conceive on my own, and it took 5 years of exciting, and we trusted in the Lord, and we now have two miracle babies that I was able to carry on my own, full term, healthy babies that I just dropped off at school. So
that is one of the biggest drives for people is having kids, and when they can't, it can undo them. And so the fact that you actually were able to keep trying and not give up, and now you have this family that you wanted, is pretty cool.
Truly God's miracle.
I'm sure that probably inspires somebody else today who's in that moment where they're like, should I just stop? Or like, it's hopeless, you know? So I appreciate you taking the time to share that with us.
Absolutely.
All right, Debbie, you're up. What is that thing you're really super glad you never gave up on?
Well, I wanted to take some self-defense classes when I was in my 20s. And I ended up not only loving the self-defense classes, but I became a black belt.
Whoa.
Eventually opened up my own karate studio and became a fifth degree black belt.
What?
And now I teach women self-defense.
Holy cow. Debbie, how old are you now? Like, when did you start this journey?
I started when I was about 28. I taught self-defense for 28 years. I'm now 60.
60. Can you still break a board?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Are you sure that the snap is the board or your wrist at this point? I need more calcium.
You know, you better watch your back. You better not
That's
make fun
true.
Of her, because I would put money on Debbie way before you.
Yeah, you better watch out, Wally. I can take you down with one thumb.
Yeah!
It's not even a punch. It's a thumb.
Yeah, it's a thumb.
That's even more emasculating. Thank you. What is that thing, Kaleo, that you never gave up on?
I never gave up on my education. I didn't do that until I was after 40.
Oh, wow.
So I'm a recovering addict. So after I got all my stuff together, I decided it was something my dad always wanted. And so I tried to go back to school. So I stayed, you know, in long enough for me to get my bachelor's degree. Today, people ask me what I do with it. And I tell them I leave it on my wall to remind me that I only made bad choices in my life, but I still am a good person and I still have a life to live.
Well, there you go. So then, did you get the criminal justice degree based on your experience with drug addiction and that's why you chose that? Or had you been interested in that before all the drugs?
It had to do with the drugs. When I went through one of my classes, they asked what I wanted to do. So I wanted to help the youth. I started using drugs from when I was young age. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted, you know, I felt like, okay, I could help the youth because I was like them. And then now I have the knowledge.
Well, I love it, Kaleo. You are a delight. And I'm really glad that you never gave up and that you are here and that you are doing some good, too.
Oh, yes. I love it. God has gave me so much chances. I thank him every day for giving me this life.
Desiree, what is that thing that you just refused to quit on?
So my husband now, when we met, I was freshly going through a really nasty divorce and I had sworn off relationships. I was done. I didn't want anything to do with it. And he was very persistent and very patient. And, now we've been together for about 4 years and we have a beautiful little boy in addition to the two girls I had before him. But he's honestly the best thing that's ever happened to me. I know that God put him in my life for a reason.
So I'm assuming you had some bad relationships prior to him that kind of you carried that baggage forward into even this relationship initially.
Absolutely. I was in several abusive relationships, so I was very hesitant to even try again.
Understandably so. Well, I'm really happy that you're in a healthy relationship, and that's the kind of stuff, too, you can pass on to your kids, you know, about, hey, you know, wait for that right person and find that one who's going to make your life complete. Never settle.
I'm really glad that my oldest two have a really good example of what a healthy relationship is supposed to look like now. I was really worried when they were young that that's what they would have to see for the rest of their lives.
Fine print drives me nuts. I'm always like, what are they trying to hide? Hey, it's Wally. And I was actually talking about this with Betty and Gavin on our podcast the other day. Have you ever read any of the fine print on anything?
No.
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 And they know that. That's why it's important to trust the people that you do business with. Like, I closed on my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. Love those guys. And I read about nothing, you know, like, but
just
I trust
trusting.
Them. That's exactly it. Like, I trust them. And that's what's so important. this lady that they sent to the house is great. This is what this is. This is what this is. And you're like, all right, just let me sign. Let's do this.
Sign my life away. Oh, yeah. Whoops, so, I just gave away my child. Yeah. My bad.
Well, that's okay. Joke's on them. She's going to cost them a whole lot. So if you need a loan or you want to refinance your home, do yourself a favor and talk to United Faith Mortgage. They're faith-based and they do not play the fine print game. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
When it comes to going to the gym or just exercising in general, I think that everyone who does it has their reason and the reason that kind of got them to that point of going there. They may not enjoy it, but they at least do get there.
And you're still going to the gym like a few times a week, right?
Yeah, I try to go almost every single day.
We'll clap that out. Absolutely. That's amazing. You go every day?
I try to go every day. Like, I've got a lot of chores at home.
Yeah. So you're trying to avoid those.
Yeah, that's the reason.
By going to the gym. You found your reason.
But a lot of people, and I think this, you know, went for me for years, have a hard time getting to that point of starting the exercise, sure, or starting to go to the gym, because I think it is inherently not fun to do it once you're past the prime of your childhood, when you couldn't feel a thing when you ran for 10 hours a day.
If you feel that at 25, imagine how me at 54 feels.
Exactly.
like I need some motivation to get to the gym at this age, man.
But there is this one gym in New York that is trying to do the work for people when it comes to getting them to enjoy the gym. It's a very interesting technique. They're trying to attract new members by offering to hypnotize people and trick them into enjoying exercise.
Listen. Okay, can I just say this?
No one
has to be hypnotized or tricked to eat a cheeseburger. Because it's just awesome, you know?
No.
Like, you only hypnotize and trick people for things that are horrible.
Also, too, we have become a generation, and I will be a culprit as well, of not having personal accountability.
Sure.
Like, making ourselves do what we know we need to do. And so we're looking for anything and everything, like that easy pill when it comes to like diet and exercise. We just want that pill that we can take and we'll just shed all the pounds. It's the same for gyms. Like, we just want to be hypnotized and we want our feelings to tell us, yeah, we really want to go. But sometimes our feelings don't work with what we need to do.
Well, I'd say that I'm almost 4 or 5 months into consistently going.
Yeah.
I still don't enjoy doing it.
Okay.
I
would love
to. Yeah, exactly. You could be doing this for years and still hate going every single day.
Okay, so they try to hypnotize you. How long does the hypnosis take?
So they say that the sessions in which you will sit down to be hypnotized will be these 30 to 45 minute sessions. They're described as in-gym and virtual
hypnosis sessions. Can I just point out, if you've driven to the gym to be hypnotized to go to the gym, it seems counterproductive. If you're already at the gym, go lift a weight. At that point, just lift a weight.
But I'm sure when you're being hypnotized, you get to just sit there in a comfy chair and lay back.
That's anti-exercise.
Right. I'd rather choose that over exercising.
Yeah, just hypnotize me to make me think I look better.
Let's do that.
Let's do that. And then everybody wins at that point. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And I get emails from people all the time. And this one really struck a chord with me. It said, hey, I need your help with something. As a child, I was always very positive. Glass is half full kind of girl. This continued through middle school and some into high school. But as I've grown up and graduated college, now in my first official year as a teacher, I've noticed that my thoughts and actions have become super negative. And part of that comes from other teachers being around me being jaded, and that's contagious. But I'm terrified that I already feel this way about teaching, and I love the kids, but it all the adult stuff that comes with it that I don't like. Negativity and anger are my first reactions to situations. I know you've struggled in this area as well, but you come off as someone who has a lot of joy. I know that sometimes it comes with your job, but I've always appreciated your honesty, and I keep thinking, wow, I realize who on the show I'm the most like, and it's you. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Bless. Thank you, Rock. No, I get this. Like, I am a glasses half empty person. And the funny thing is, and Rock, you've known me 15 years, but you didn't know me as a kid. I was like her as a kid. Super optimistic and super saw the good in everything and everyone. Mm-hmm. And then I got into radio 30 years ago, and kind of like her job is tainting her. Same thing happened to me in mainstream radio. I got super, super jaded.
And I'm still on a daily basis trying to unlearn some of those habits. And it's not easy.
And I think that just goes to prove, you know, my mom always told me growing up, be careful who you choose as your friends, because how they act, how they are, that will rub off on you. And it's so easy yep. to fall down into the negative types of characteristics than it is to be brought up into the positive.
So I was telling her, you know, I wish I had a be-all, end-all cure, but I don't. But I said one thing that is kind of helping me is like trying to live in more of that attitude of gratitude, because it's really hard to be super angry and super grateful, mm-hmm. you know, at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's been something that is helping me. I still get really frustrated over the little things in life. I get frustrated over that more than the big things. But I'm trying to see my blessings every day and be mindful and tell myself, hey, you really don't have these reasons to be super angry about stuff today or frustrated about stuff today. You know, and when you see it like that, it does make you feel differently, but you have to be cognizant of it sometimes.
Yeah, because being thankful kind of changes your perspective.
Yeah.
It helps you see it. See a situation where it could make you angry, makes you see it a little bit different, where maybe you can find a positive spin to it. I think that's really great advice.
So that's one thing that I came up with. I have some other thoughts on this, but I'd really like to get your thoughts for her and maybe for someone else here. I don't know. something that you do. Like, how do you keep the negative thoughts at bay, okay? Mm-hmm. Because we all have them for different reasons. Sometimes it's about like your body image, and sometimes it's about your IQ or whatever it is that you struggle with. How do you keep those negative thoughts at bay? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show, and I love hearing from you, especially when we're talking about like some heavy or serious stuff like this. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. Uplifting Way FM, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hi. You're not going to believe it, but you're on the phone with a Karen.
Oh, I love
Karen.
It. Yes.
I know, right?
But you sound like the happiest Karen I've ever met.
Well, here's the thing. We all have Karens inside of us. We just need to watch it, not you.
Absolutely.
Okay, anyway.
I know I do, for sure. So, well, how do you deal with, like, negative thoughts? That's the question that this lady is asking me. She said she wasn't like this growing up, but now she's an adult. She's a teacher. She's surrounded by other people that have made her kind of jaded in her profession, and she just finds herself focusing on the negative stuff every day and can't get out of it.
All right. First of all, I need to tell you, I never, ever do this. I've never... Well, I have called the station, but not to talk to you. But I called immediately because I am the snarkiest teacher you've ever met in your life.
Oh, nice.
I have found, though, and we're in a really tough profession right now. This is the hardest it's ever been. The only thing that has ever worked for me, and I keep having to remind myself, and I go through periods that I forget, the only thing that works for me is to focus on, you know, God's word. You focus on what his purpose for me is, and his reasoning might just be for me to affect one child's day.
I guess in focusing on the bigger purpose and what God has you there for would also, too, tend to make you not be as consumed by the little frustrations of the day if you're looking at it from that bigger lens.
I just realized, too, while you were having that conversation, I'm just like you. And honestly, going to work every day, I've always been like, daggone it, Wally, you're talking too much. Hold on.
I feel that way all the time.
That's not really an insult. Daggone, I've got 5 minutes. I need to hear some music, Wally. But then I realized it hit me. And that is when I picked up the phone, and I swear you answered right away. It hit me. I'm just like you, and that's why you kind of irritate me.
You know, like, some people might be hurt right now.
Not you. I can tell that you're like me. You know, we're just kind of real.
You're like a male Karen.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Have we just had a breakthrough? Okay.
What have you found helps you?
Well, first, when I was driving and you said the word unlearn, I screamed with joy at the Lord. I wasn't raised in church, so I'm a very negative, reactive, fight back person. But about 6 months ago, a pastor wife friend said to me, that's okay. You just have to unlearn the wrong things to relearn the right things. So it becomes a muscle, like you're exercising it. So you have the negative thought, you take it captive, and then you unlearn what you thought and try to fill it with something that's good. You relearn a new thought or way to handle it and take it on one at a time. And eventually, it's like practicing for a marathon. It just starts to come naturally.
I've tried to do this driving, like, because if someone, like, cuts me off or does something crazy, I tend to get mad, like, oh, your day's more important than mine. Then I start to think, oh, I've cut people off before, too, and I would want them to be gracious to me. So
yeah.
I've started making up a fake story about them when they, like, do this, and it's like, oh, well, they're trying to get home to take care of their sick grandmother, and it makes me less mad.
I followed people home to say what was so important.
Those days are gone, Antoinette.
So now take those thoughts captive one at a time and fill them with something else, and eventually it'll just come natural.
What is your strategy for being less negative?
Well, first of all, when I have that negative thought, I find the root cause of what I'm actually upset about. And then I look at the situation and say, can I fix it? Can I change it? If I can change it, then what's a good strategy that I can change it? And then I also try to keep that in mind for the next time I have a similar negative thought. It's so easy to take it out on somebody else, but really the person we're probably taking it out on is probably not the person that we're truly mad at.
Oh, absolutely. They're not the root cause, but they are just that fuse that has been in the bomb that's been stewing all day.
Wow. Those are dramatic terms to use.
And that's just a normal day.
That's just a Tuesday.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
No matter how big of a name you are in Hollywood, you can still be humbled and put in your place. And that's what actor Owen Wilson found out since joining the cast of Disney Plus's Marvel Universe series, Loki.
Okay, now I've never really seen, but I started watching half of one episode and I was out. Gavin, you're a big Marvel guy. Do you like it?
Yeah, big Marvel guy. That was probably one of the first instances where I was like, this is too much Marvel.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't love it
is
as a show.
Is there such a thing?
There might be.
You know what? You're going to have to turn on your Marvel badge right now.
Dumb,
how dare you?
Yeah. Return your Marvel underoos.
I can't.
They're permanent.
I didn't bring backups.
Well, Owen Wilson, he has a main character, right? In
Loki.
This whole... No,
well,
he's not Loki.
Not?
Owen
no.
does not play Loki. That's a
that other guy.
That's actor Tom Hiddleston.
That's right.
He just plays this time cop.
Okay.
Ooh, a time cop. Yeah. Well, actors of the series are always told beforehand to keep close any details about their part of the plot close to the vest, not letting anything leak.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just normal strategy. But Owen claims he hasn't been good about it and has been a little loose-lipped on some things and has been scolded multiple times.
I do understand this because sometimes people will tell me things and we'll be on the air and I'll be like, oh, hey, I was talking to Jeremy Camp the other day. And then I go, oh, wait, was this a not for air thing? I can't remember. Oh, I can't remember. And then I usually go, well, I've already gone this far.
Yeah, exactly. And you just, like, you would be the worst person
Absolutely.
To say, don't give any things. So, like, for instance, Owen Wilson, he let it slip for season one that his character would be sporting a mustache. I wouldn't think that's a big deal.
You wouldn't think so.
But the Marvel people
Universe.
Around the world yeah. think it's a big deal. Wilson claims that he got a cryptic text soon after that word got out from an unknown number that simply said, quote, strike one. Now, to this day, he still doesn't know who sent him that text.
That's funny.
But he does have his guesses. He believes it could be a certain Marvel Studio boss who used a burner phone.
That's even better.
But of course, he can't prove it.
The plot thickens. I like that.
Yeah, but to be like, I understand you want to keep some things low-key, but... this is Loki.
Yeah.
Oh.
Loki, Loki.
Well done.
You know, I don't get it.
Honestly, this plot sounds better than any of the actual plots of Loki.
Amen.
I would rather watch
You're
this show.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Uplifting, Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and I have learned as of late, you always have inner monologues, you know, and you're thinking something in social situations and everything, but I've found as of late... My inner monologue has become what is known as an outer monologue. I've got an outie.
So you, so what you mean is the things that you're thinking in your head, you're actually saying accidentally out loud.
Yeah, it's really...
Oh, that's not good.
No, not at all. I find myself doing it to myself. I find myself doing, like, if I'm walking around, I'll say things, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I just said that out loud. And then I find myself in public situations doing this. Happened recently on a flight. So we get on a Southwest flight. It's open seating. My wife and I want to obviously sit together. So we were later on in the boarding process, so we had to keep going back, keep going back. My wife said, you go first, you pick the seat. Fine. So I'm not as aware as she is, apparently. So we're going down the aisle, and I see, you know, two seats next to each other, aisle window, or aisle middle. I'm like, great, we'll just pop right in here. And then I'm like, oh no, it hits me. I have a sound of a baby crying in the seats in front of us. Oh. A sound of another child screaming in the seats behind us.
No.
I was so focused on finding open seats. I was oblivious to this fact, okay?
No.
And my wife apparently was not oblivious to it. So I get there and I look back and the lady right behind me as I'm trying to get my stuff together, is her baby just crying. And the outie of me goes, oh, I'm going to regret this.
Oh.
I said it out loud. I so didn't mean to.
Did she hear you?
Oh, she heard me. She goes,
no.
You and me both.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I am so sorry. If you need any help, let me know.
What did Marty, your wife, do?
Marty, I don't know.
She probably went to the bathroom. She's like, yeah. I don't know.
So that was my thing. I wish I could take that back in retrospect, but it was just an honest reaction. Like, oh, I'm going to regret this. and truth be told, I did. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to know if there's a time where maybe you have said something out loud that you were maybe even thinking and wish you hadn't said or wish you could unsay, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. Some of them are funny, and I know some can be serious, too. So wherever you land on that, 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's something you said, Debbie, that you wish you could unsay?
Well, we have a cleaner at church, and my room didn't look like it'd been cleaned. And she told me, she said, well, I cleaned it. And immediately I said, well, you didn't do a good job. And it's like, okay, I can't put that back in.
How old are you, Debbie?
Oh, my, I'm about to be 64 next week.
Yeah, it's not your fault. There's a filter in our brains that somehow the older we get starts to erode and you just say what's on your mind.
I think that's very true, very true.
Thank you so much for being on with us. That's a great one.
Well, I enjoy it. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Glad she said she enjoyed it and wasn't honest with us.
Yeah.
Jamie, have you ever said something you kind of wish you could unsay?
Oh, Wally, man. When I was in my early 20s, my big sister had a guy come and meet the family for the weekend. And I felt like everybody was to be snowed over by him. And so me in my early 20s, I thought, hey, this is a good opportunity to really show the family, like, hey, this is not the guy. So we're sitting at dinner. My mom's telling a story that was kind of, ho-hum, not that exciting. And this guy, he says, oh, Mrs. Smith, thank you so much for sharing that story. I just feel so enlightened by it. And I slam my napkin on the table and I say, enlightened, Adam? Seriously, enlightened? And the whole table went silent. And my sweet newlywed husband just grabbed my leg like, oh, that was a bad choice.
Yeah, so, your newlywed husband just got a glimpse of what he was in for.
Right. Did you later try and apologize to him?
Yeah, no. Okay. I mean, that would have been a great idea, too.
Yeah,
but no.
But you know what? Were you right? Yeah. Were you right? Was he not the right guy?
Y'all, I was so right.
There you go. See? Like the people like Jamie and me that are just honest, we're right a lot of the times. It's just people don't want to hear it.
I mean, it's hard, but it's true.
And now for some good news.
Uplift! Lived in Way FM. This here's the Wally Show with a roundup of good news stories coming at you. A couple of them to be exact. And, you know, the regular news can be a bit of a bummer, so we want to counteract that. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up and go.
There is a video on TikTok that's going viral. It's of this mother who has just taught her autistic and nonverbal son. He's only 5 years old, but she taught him how to say the word more. Mm. And so every time he says it, she's laughing, he's laughing. They're both so excited because now they've found this word that they can communicate with. And of course, it's gotten so much attraction. People are happy for her. It's just good to hear them both laughing and finding something good.
Yeah, it wasn't like great audio for the show, but you could tell it was the best thing she's ever heard, you know, kind of thing. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a 19-year-old named Savannah. She was at home studying on a Monday when she heard yelling outside. Turns out that there was a 2-year-old that had just been pulled from a pool and he wasn't breathing.
Ooh.
But luckily, Savannah is CPR certified, so she did chest compressions until the paramedics got there, and the kid made it, and that kid is doing fine
now. Oh, that's awesome. There you go. Amateur first responder right there. That's what we do.
No, not what we do, what she did.
I guess she's certified. I should probably get certified. This was a weird story, so follow me here a little bit, okay? Two long-lost siblings in Texas were reunited after passing each other in the halls of a hospital for years.
What?
So there's this lady, Christina. She had a 4-year-old son who was getting treatment at the hospital. And meanwhile, there was a guy named Raymond who runs a studio there where sick kids get to sing recorded music. Like, oh so cool.
That's cool.
So earlier this year, Raymond's wife got him a DNA test. He took it and it showed that he had a sister. And it turned out to be Christina.
What?
Who was adopted as a kid. And so she's taking her son to this hospital to get treatment all this time and is passing Raymond. And it turns out that they were siblings. And the other best news on this is her son got a clean bill of health.
Oh,
so there you go.
Wow, that's double good news.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we do this.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.